Hi, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic from Health Tech Weekly and the Tech Podcast Network. And we're here at CES 2015 in the Neurometrics booth talking about Quell. And I've got Shai here with me. Shai, you know, people deal with chronic pain all the time. And managing that pain and finding ways to deal with that is an ongoing issue for healthcare professionals. What kind of things have you come up with here with Neurometrics and Quell to help people solve that problem?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. So Quell is a new device. It'll actually be available in the spring to consumers over the counter without a prescription. It's actually a consumer version of a prescription product that's actually been on the market for several years called Sensus. So we actually have a good deal of experience with it already. Excuse me, great deal of talking. Quell is a wearable device to treat chronic pain. So it fits into the concept of wearable technology. But it's put on the body. People wear it not to monitor, you know, some function, the number of steps they're taking or their sleep, but actually to deliver electrical stimulation to the nerves to block their pain. So it's designed to help patients manage chronic pain non-pharmacologically, so without pain medications, or to reduce their pain medications. This is the device. It's called Quell. It's a simple device, very complicated technology, but simple device to use. It's placed in a band that you put on your calf. It's actuated by a single button. And what it does is it stimulates the nerves in your at the level of the calf, and that triggers a analgesic or pain relief response in your central nervous system or your brain. So it actually gives you systemic pain control non-pharmacologically. So the idea is your leg is kind of like the USB port. You're plugging into your nervous system, and that's triggering your body to actually downregulate pain. Again, without any of the pharmacologic side effects that you get with pain medications.
And this is really interesting because people are trying, you know, with all the issues we have with overuse of pain management medications pharmacologically, the issues with people worried if maybe they're not getting addicted to a substance, but they're so worried about it, they don't take their pain medication. And not managing pain has its own health implications.
Absolutely. You know, pain is really the entry point for a lot of problems. There's a lot of comorbidity of pain. Patients with chronic pain don't sleep well. If you don't sleep, it actually makes your pain worse. It also makes chronic diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular disease worse. Patients with chronic pain have anxiety and depression. They tend to fall out of the workforce. So it's really it's a huge problem. But it all starts with managing the pain. Pain medications are very difficult to use. They're very difficult to obtain. There's addiction problems, tolerance problems, and it can be expensive, actually, as well. So what we're offering is patients an opportunity to self-manage their pain, really without any side effects. And, you know, we think that's a direction of healthcare, is really consumers taking control of their conditions, you know, in concert, in collaboration with their physicians. And, in fact, we will market this through physicians as well as directly to consumers. We think the physician is a very important component of this, but we think the consumer needs to be empowered.
Well, and it is. I mean, it's really about a teamwork approach. And the patient's the most important member of that team, but until recently, they haven't necessarily been considered a component that needs to be consulted all the time as part of that team.
Absolutely, and I think it's changing dramatically. I mean, as a physician, I can tell you that, you know, patients come to physicians these days with a lot more information. They're armed with knowledge. And you know, and they're part of the solution. And I think the healthcare system is changing to accept that. I think consumer healthcare is very important because if consumers have the ability to acquire, strong, robust technology directly, they're even more empowered. So if you can go into a pharmacy or online and buy, you know, FDA-approved technology that's usable, for example, to control your pain, you really do take control of your life. And you become, you know, you become the master of your healthcare, and I think that people have to have that approach, particularly with the way the healthcare system is evolving.
So this is available soon, and what's the price point?
Okay, so it will be available in the spring. The website is quellrelief.com. The price point is expected to be around $250 for the device, and there's an electrode that you wear and you change every couple weeks, and that provides an interface between the electronics and your body, and that's $30 a month. It will be sold with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it No pain approach works for everybody. We want people to try it. If it helps them, great. If it doesn't, you return it.
Fantastic. Well, Shai, thank you very much for sharing this information with me. And I want to thank all of you. Remember to follow all of our health technology coverage over at htweekly.com and all of our general technology coverage over at the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv.